Welcome to 6 Minute Stories, where you hear the writing of new voices and experienced writers whose submissions appear in the anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Now in Season 9, you will hear stories from our 10th collection, Now or Never. Find links to 6 Minute Stories and to the Personal Story Publishing Project at randalljones.com. Everybody loves a good story. We hope you enjoy this one. The Time Had Come by Ellen Zoroff. I had been working in the service industry with people who were alternately wonderful and appreciative, or nasty and entitled. It's more often the former group I dealt with, but of course it would always be the latter group who would ruin the day. Such is the nature of hotels, health spas, and people in general, especially when focused on their leisure. I lived in a two-story walk-up, having been ejected from my lovely, albeit roach-infested apartment, due to a technicality in the lease. The technicality being, I wasn't on it. After expressing my indignation, I found a one-bedroom, which was a studio with a partial door down the middle. It was above a small but very potent Indian restaurant, where the aroma of curry wafted up the stairs and under my not-insulated door. I like the smell of curry, but like anything one is inundated with, it went from pleasant to overwhelming to unnoticeable. I thought it was gone, but my friends never failed to ask if someone had ordered curry when we were out to dinner. The apartment had a reversal on the trope of no hot water, having only hot water, which meant getting clean was a game of dodging in and out of the shower's boiling stream, and I came to envy the units with a bathtub in the kitchen, which could be filled and left to cool. After Little India's waitstaff had long gone, the night girls came out to ply their trade, walking the street or chatting with each other on the corner. If I was returning from the shift, which ran late, they would invite me to join them, laughing that they had probably made more in a night than I did in a week, and they were not likely wrong. While the night held camaraderie and playfulness, the morning held fatigue and looking worse for wear, as they boarded the bus or subway to take up what the rest of us considered a normal life of kids, laundry, groceries, and whatever else we all do in our daily routines. I had a friend, Ginger, who worked for a major hotelier with properties in exotic places, exotic being anywhere but the cold Northeast. She invited me on several occasions to give her a call, and she would get me a position somewhere warm, doing something fun. I told her I was working on my plan, which included staying in the gray winters and sweltering summers, but was building toward a bigger picture, the images of which were still somewhat fuzzy. I came home one night, exhausted. The last customers had refused to leave long after it was evident that the place was closing. We finally got on the speaker to advise that the guard dogs were soon being released to act as security during the night. Human feet quickly padded toward the door, and we locked up, chuckling to ourselves. If there were no repercussions, there would be another group another night when we would have to use the same tactic. It suddenly felt like I was chasing my tail. I was tired. I was lonely. My job, with its odd hours, prevented regular social interactions with people who worked a 9-to-5 job. Winter was approaching, and the girls on the corner had changed. The gentle teasing on my walk home was replaced with suspicious looks over shoulders and backs turned my way. To cheer myself up the next day, I thought I would take a shopping trip to a fancy store, despite that I do not enjoy shopping, nor was I in the habit of spending money on clothes. After a short half hour, I found myself outside, my back to the door, watching a drizzle of thin rain quickly turn into heavier drops which seemed to come from all angles. I stood there until the lights began to come on and the people on the sidewalk changed from women tugging at bags or small children to folks in suits carrying briefcases or newspapers tucked under their arms, still unread from the morning's purchase. And still I stood there, not wanting to go into the wet or to my empty street with only passing customers buying tandoori to take away. I stood there not wanting to go home, not wanting to stay in the doorway, unsure of what the next few minutes might hold. I wondered if this was how a mental breakdown might begin. It seemed likely. It was then I knew. It was then I decided the time to leap had come. If I waited a few hours or days, those would turn into weeks or months, and the moment and its urgency would be lost. I dialed Ginger. When she picked up, I said, "Please, send me away, somewhere, anywhere." Copyright 2024, Ellen Zoroff. Ellen Zoroff lives in New York City and has recently published 3 books, A Layered Tress, A Tree's Tale, and Once Upon Reflection. Her 4th book is due out soon. She runs a small foundation and travels trying to help community projects while collecting stories and sharing stories from around the world. Thank you for listening to another 6-Minute Story. You can read them all in the 10 anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Find the link to our online store at randalljones.com. That's RANDELLJones.com. There you can learn more about submitting your own story for consideration for our next Personal Story Publishing Project. And remember, everybody loves a good story.